I'm Jared Wadley.
Are you promoting exercise to individuals for the right reasons? It's a question that University of Michigan researcher Michelle Seeger poses to organizations and clinicians hoping to motivate people to incorporate exercise into their busy lives.
We've mainly been socialized to value exercise for things like health promotion, disease prevention, and weight control. And these benefits are important, of course. The problem is they may not make exercise compelling enough on a daily basis. A key point is that how we feel about our main reason for initiating a behavior influences whether we stay motivated to do it. So we need to pay much more attention to the reasons why we promote exercise in society. A better hook for exercise could be to rebrand it as a primary and immediate way that individuals can feel better on a daily basis.
Having the correct goals is important for promoting sustainable exercising.
We think of health and longevity as things we all want and goals we should be striving for. But there might be a problem using these particular goals for promoting sustainable exercise. When we exercise with health or healthy aging goals, the problem is we don't receive quick, if any, feedback that we're actually achieving them. But when we exercise to impact an aspect of our daily quality of life, like improved mood or reduced stress, the feedback we get is immediate, and that makes exercise much more compelling to fit into a busy life. In general, we tend to choose smaller, immediate rewards over larger ones that occur later in time. So while promoting exercise for health and a long and healthy life makes sense logically, logic doesn't motivate. Emotions do.
Michelle Seeger is a research investigator for the Institute for Research on Women and Gender.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.